For today's show, I traveled to Bessemer, Alabama, to Bob Sykes Barbecue to speak with Annie McDaniel, also known as Miss Annie of Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. It was a great conversation. We talked about how she got started with her amazing pumpkin bread and supporting her little brother as he was battling stage 4 lung cancer and simply wanted to take his family to see snow before he passed away. I hope you'll stick with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at 2 locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark Wyatt Show, coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. What a wonderful trip down from Athens to be able to be here in Bessemer today. We were hoping that Van Sykes would be able to join us, but Van is out. We'll plan another time to have Van on the show to talk to him about Bob Sykes Barbecue and the wonderful things that he's doing in his community. Right now I have Annie McDaniel with Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. I'm glad to have Annie joining me. We just finished up a little bit of food. I think she had the lima beans. I tried the chicken wings today with the French fries. It's pretty good stuff, isn't
it,
Annie?
It's great. Delicious.
And you'd never eaten here before,
I've never eaten here before. And the atmosphere is amazing. And the food smells awesome. And everyone's just so happy around here. It's a great place.
I was telling you, I grew up in Hueytown.
Right.
And my granddad preached at Hueytown Church of Christ. And I grew up middle school to ninth grade. I was in Hueytown. And so we would come here to Bob Sykes when I was much younger. Always enjoyed the place. Never thought about a radio show or the potential for Bob Sykes being a sponsor of the Mark White Show. But Elaine Lida, she connected me and Van, and then the connection we had, me and Van, just I appreciated him. He appreciated what I was doing, and we had that partnership established, and it's been great.
It's good stuff. It is good stuff. So I would highly recommend that anybody come down here. I love it. It's awesome.
And Annie, for those who don't know, and I know a lot of people will probably be listening that follow you, but let's talk about what you're doing, how you started with your cooking, how this became such a big thing for you. This is a major part of your life now, is being Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen.
Yeah, like a lot of things, it started during COVID. And, I was sharing with you earlier that for 25 years, I've been Miss Annie in the schools. And I dress up in a costume and I teach all of these science classes. So much fun. And so during COVID, I couldn't go into the schools. So then I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? And I had been actually following Mama Sue. And Mama Sue and I are really good friends. And I'm sure that a lot of your listeners know who she is. But she's this precious lady from Vincent, Alabama. And I met her. She was an assistant principal at Vincent Elementary School. Years ago, I met her. And so during 2020, she just started posting videos of the things that she was cooking. And then she decided to do a cookbook. And so I ordered her cookbook, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome. And then I noticed for about 6 months, she was posting every single day what she was doing and about her cookbooks. So I asked her, I said, I think we need to go to a little coffee shop and let's chat a little bit. And so we met together, and I love this about Sue. She's 70 now, I think. But so we met together, and I said, Sue, do you want to grow this? Do you want to make money at this? I see you posting every day and now you have a cookbook. And she said, if I'm going to work this hard, I want to do, yes, I would love to do that. So I said, well, you need to meet my friend Angela Deaver, who is like this, just an amazing social media person. So putting those two together. So as it turns out, once Mama Sue and Angela got together, then Angela was able to help her really, really grow so much that I began helping her bag her books. I began, working essentially for her. And Mama Sue was diagnosed with cancer. And so Angela kept things going, and I was working for them because I couldn't be in the schools. Didn't know if the schools were ever going to open. And so then Mama Sue encouraged me to start doing Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. So now, I guess Mama Sue's been doing it now 3 years, and I have been involved about a year and a half. And now we have an office in Helena, and we have a set kitchen, and we both cook 3 days a week, and we post stuff, and we have cookbooks, and it's just a whole lot of fun. So I'm like so surprised that I'm doing this, and then not surprised, because, you know, like, God just works things out, and you never really know. So now I'm back in the schools, and I teach, and I teach about 20,000 kids a year. I'm in like 35 different schools, so I'm busy being Miss Annie, teaching science, and then now I'm busy as Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen, but it's really fun. Like, I have a great job.
I gravitate for some reason toward the cooking. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, my great-grandmother cooked. I've had Hoyt Tidwell with Hoyt's Kitchen up in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee on the show.
Oh, neat.
He started with chicken and dumplings. That was the big thing that took off for him.
Right.
Brenda Gantt's been on the show. She started with biscuits.
Right.
That was the biscuit recipe
right.
that went out there.
Right.
Home Sweet Home with Sharon. I've had Dana Standridge on the show, mm-hmm. done a show with her.
Yes.
I enjoy being able to share that because I believe that cooking brings people together. There's something special about that. I know that that was something when I grew up that brought me closer to my grandmother and my great-grandmother because we all enjoyed cooking.
Right.
And we could share that experience with each other. And
right.
I think that's important.
It is important. It really is important. And a lot of people gather around a table and they visit and they talk. And when you have good food, that is always a plus for sure. I actually started my first recipe that I ever did when I posted something was my pumpkin bread. And I've just been famous for this pumpkin bread. And I was sharing with you earlier, you know, I've done a pumpkin bread fundraiser. I make pumpkin bread for all of the teachers. So every day I go to a different school. And so I make pumpkin bread every night or a cookie, depending on the season. And yeah, so that's funny. I didn't even think about that. So Brenda started with biscuits, and then I started with pumpkin bread. And
everybody has that one thing, seems like, that took off and went viral.
Right.
And suddenly they yeah. become a known cook.
Right.
And then they just keep going with their other recipes, and people just say, oh, I love the way they present that.
Right.
The way that, like, even Hoyt up in Tennessee, when he presents it, a lot of people say, well, that's like my granddad.
Right,
sharing,
exactly.
And he's talking to you. He's cooking while he's sharing stories. Mm-hmm. People love that.
People do love it. People do love it. And something I hadn't shared with you was one of the things that we do. So at the end of every time I ever do a video of any kind, we end, and I say we because sometimes my husband joins me, and his name is Daryl, and we end with Stronger Every Day and I Can Do Hard Things. And where that came about was my husband had a massive stroke. He suffered a stroke. It will be 10 years in April. And he was 54. He was just young and athletic and played basketball every week. And he had a stroke that didn't look like a stroke. He didn't have weakness. He didn't have any of that, like that a typical stroke. He was misdiagnosed with vertigo for like 4 days. And anyway, it was just this whole long thing, and anyway, he ended up in rehab, and because he was misdiagnosed, he actually developed hydrocephalus, and so he had fluid on his brain, and anyway, just a lot of things were happening, but amazingly, he recovered, and he still has some side effects, but you wouldn't really see that, but from that experience, the night that we finally figured out that he had had the stroke and he had been flown to Princeton Hospital where we finally got it all, I couldn't be with him. And so I came home and I just remembered a talk that had been given at a women's conference. And the woman talked about doing hard things. I can do hard things. So I ran in the house and I prayed and then I wrote down on pieces of paper, I can do hard things. And so I began sharing that. I had never shared it ever. I didn't put things on Facebook very often, but I thought, if I'm going to tell this story, or if we're going to tell the story of Daryl and his recovery, then I want to tell the story so the truth can be out. So I would end it with, I can do hard things. And so then when we were leaving rehab, his nurse just took me in her arms and whispered in my ear and said, stronger every day. And so those two mantras, stronger every day and I can do hard things, is what has really pushed us through his recovery. So on our Facebook page, on the cooking part, we share stronger every day and I can do hard things. And the amount of people, I think that's our mission, is while it is a cooking page, it's also the sharing of being stronger every day and doing hard things. And all of us do hard things every day. And And I think sometimes we have to choose the hard. And so anyway, that is the part, honestly, that I have been so amazed at, is just how people resonate with that. And then they share those stories back to us of them doing hard things. We do sell T-shirts on our website. We don't really make very much money from them because we try to keep the cost low so that they can buy their shirt that says, "I can do hard things." And so many people do that because it helps them get through whatever it is they're going through. So that's just been something that we never expected, that but has become such a great blessing as we've been doing this.
One important part of this conversation, I believe, is taking our talent, our ability, and then finding opportunities to help others with that talent and that ability.
Right.
It takes something within us to be aware of what's happening around us, what's going on in the lives of others, because we do have our own issues, our own problems, and that can sometimes put up a barrier between us and what's happening in other people's lives because we're so distracted by our own problems. But to think outside of that and use our talents in a way that you have done, and of course it took someone that you loved to do that first fundraiser, but then you saw other people that were in circumstances that were difficult for them and decided that you wanted to make a difference for them. And I want to talk some more about that when we come back after a break, but I really feel like that's really important for people to grasp that are listening right now, is if you have a talent, if you have an ability, you have an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. Now, we'll finish this conversation in another segment, okay?
Perfect.
All right, folks, we're coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. I have Annie McDaniel with Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Have you heard of the legend of Happy Hollow? Well, legend has it, there's a mysterious store in Red Bay, Alabama, and on October 28th of this very year, its doors will finally open. Some people say the store has tons of different items, from hunting, fishing, camping, and sporting goods, to apparel, Western wear, home decor, even items for your fur babies. I can confirm this is no legend. Witness it for yourself on October 28th. Come shop with us and take part in several of our Halloween activities. You're sure to have a spooktacular time. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on our Happy Hollow Outdoors page, as well as our Instagram under the same name. We look forward to seeing you October 28th. Doors open at 10 a.m., with Halloween activities beginning later in the evening. We're located at 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama. That's 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. Big shout out to Van Sykes. He couldn't be with us today, but I do have Annie McDaniel. Came over to Bob Sykes Barbecue to join me today to do a show. Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen. We're glad to have Annie on the show with us right now. Welcome back, Annie.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great. And as we were talking about at the end of the last segment, how important it is to take our talent, our abilities, and then expand that to help other people. You had a particular situation, and you had a product that you could make, something that was very delicious, that people enjoyed, pumpkin bread.
Yep.
You decided, because you had a loved one who was battling cancer at the time, that you could make a difference in their lives. Let's talk about that. What was that motivation, that inspiration, and how did it go?
Yeah, sure. So my brother, my little brother, he was 36 years old. His name is John Precious. He was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, when he was 36. Came out of nowhere. He hadn't ever been a smoker, and he was working as a mechanic, and his back was hurting, and he was like, what's going on? So we found out that he had cancer, and he had stage four. Well, he wanted so badly to take his family to see the snow, and he lived in Florida, and he had four young children under the age of 10, and so he wanted to just take them to see the snow. And he knew that he was going to die. And so I really thought about it. And I thought, you know, I could give him some money, but I wonder if I could actually have a pumpkin bread fundraiser. Because, you know, as Miss Annie, like I said, I've been taking all these treats into the schools all these years. And my pumpkin bread has this fun ingredient, which is pudding in it. And it makes it extra moist. And everybody just loves it. And so I thought, I wonder if I could sell this pumpkin bread. So I just kind of put it out there on Facebook that I was going to do a pumpkin bread fundraiser. And so we just baked and baked and baked. Me and my friend Angela Deaver just baking and baking, baking. And hundreds of loaves later, literally hundreds and hundreds of loaves later. And then through the generosity of so many people, like they bought the bread and then they would add more money to it. And at the end of the day, we had around $10,000 that we were actually able to give my brother. And I just remember that sweet conversation that I had with him. He was so emotional because he didn't know any of these people, and he just couldn't believe that people would be so generous to his family. And so, you know, I was able to give him that money, and unfortunately, he passed away just a few short weeks later and wasn't able to take his family. But I just know that he had a whole lot of peace because, you know, I know he was worried about his family and whether or not they were going to be able to make ends meet. And so there was this money that was given to him that while they couldn't go on that trip, maybe it could kind of tie up some loose ends that were important to him. So, and then from that experience, you know, for many years after that, I just, Angela and I, during Thanksgiving time, for probably at least 5 years after that, we would choose a family and we would make this pumpkin bread. And then honestly, it just got to be too big. We could not keep up with the demand. So anyway, I've been trying to figure out how to do it again. And I know it'll work out if it's meant to be. But it was such a blessing to be able to do that fundraiser for so many people in the Birmingham area.
And what was your brother's name?
His name was John Emmons.
Part of John's legacy is the fact that it caused you to take your pumpkin bread and help others.
Right.
So that's a big part of what we can think about when we think about your brother.
Right.
Who are some other people that this has supported over the years since that time?
Well, probably, you know, Eli Hairston is just, I taught him and I taught his little family, and that little family is so precious to me. So Eli is one of those people. And then I'm like, I'm going blank on their names, but there were several children that we helped with, and then a father who was dying of cancer. We helped them, and, you know, it's so the sweetest thing. And I was telling my friend Angela, who has always done this with me, is like the best part is you're exhausted from baking so much bread because it kind of goes on for days. But then when you meet with the family and you give them this money, they are so in awe of all of the people who were willing to just give, who didn't even know them, you know? And in those situations, they're going through such a hard time that it just is this beautiful, tangible blessing to them that they receive. So it's been the coolest thing. And now that we're sitting here talking about this, I'm like, I got to figure out a way to meet the demand again. So we'll figure it out.
Maybe that door opens up like that. We start thinking about what we can do, and then suddenly we see something that we can do.
Right.
Oh, well, I can start back doing this.
Right.
I've tried to just keep the show going with efforts, and the many people that we've tried to help and the families over the years.
Right.
And just continue, because there's always that next person that needs our help. Mm-hmm. And I go from one family or one organization to the next person and keep driving forward, keep pushing mm-hmm. forward, and continuing to try to make a difference where I can. And
absolutely.
It may not be something that just is an amazing change in their life, but something simple.
Right.
It could be tickets to a ball game. We've done that before.
Yes.
Or simply sharing their fundraiser so that the family can have gas money to travel back and forth.
Right.
And afford to be able to be with their child while they're struggling. Or a teacher that has a family member that's sick and they need to have leave days, and we ask people to give their days.
Right.
All these different efforts that just come up. And if we're present, we're going to see those things.
Right. And I think one thing, too, that I just love is, like, when you give, like, while it was a lot when we're baking and we're working so hard to get all of these loaves done, it was that feeling like it was so worth it at the end of the day. And when you gave that, you know, there's something about service that you give, but it comes back to you tenfold. And I think that that is just, I don't know how that works. I know that's a God thing, and I think it's so beautiful.
I love the connection that you made with Mama Sue.
Yes.
As you said earlier, the connection that you made many years ago when she was at Vincent as an assistant principal.
Right.
You come from the education background.
Mm-hmm.
You have that mind of service.
Mm-hmm.
I was a law enforcement officer. I was service-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer in law enforcement, but that doesn't stop me from helping people. And as a matter of fact, I have more freedom than if I was working for a police department.
Right.
Because there's certain things you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
With the Mark White Show, I see something that happens, a tragedy in the community. I can go and interact with those individuals. I can connect with them and find out what their needs are. And there's no issue. There's no policy that I'm breaking some
right.
rule and somebody coming to tell me, well, you can't do that.
Right.
So it's really nice to be in this position when I know what it was like to see people's struggles and to feel like I was limited in what I could actually
mm-hmm.
do to help.
Mm-hmm. I love what you're doing. I really do. I love the goodness that you're putting out into the world. And I know that, you know, it's good for humans to see the goodness in the world. It helps us so much. So I love what you're doing. It's good stuff.
And I love connecting with people who also do the same thing,
yeah.
just like you've done to help with your pumpkin bread. You found something that was enjoyable, that people liked,
yeah.
and it's done well.
Yeah.
Van Sykes, he's done things here in the community. Just yesterday, they had a pink truck, and people were signing the truck. And for every signature, a dollar was going toward breast cancer effort. Things like that, where you have people that are tied to their community, that care about the people around them, it's so important. And I do encourage people, no matter where they're at,
mm-hmm.
to try to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And social media, if I was laying on my deathbed and I saw an effort come across and I could click a share button, I'm going to do it.
Right.
It's that
yeah,
easy.
It's that
There's
easy.
Something that you can do for somebody to say, well, I don't know what to do. We're trying to help you out through
yeah.
the show.
Yes.
But there are always things that we can do to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And every little bit counts, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just whether somebody gives, and that's the one thing that I learned through the Pumpkin Bread fundraiser was whether somebody bought one loaf for $5 or somebody bought 10 loaves for $50, or if they just gave, and it didn't matter what it was, at the end of the day, I didn't know who gave and who didn't give. What I did know was that all of this together created something beautiful for the family that we were giving. So I think it's really important to realize that just your small actions, if everybody does just a simple small action, then it really adds up to be something so beautiful and big. It's
I'll be
cool.
looking for that next effort, Annie. And I want people okay. to follow Miss Annie's Home and Kitchen mm-hmm. on social media. Website?
It's same. MissAnnie'sHomeAndKitchen.com. We're on YouTube. We're on Instagram, Pinterest, all the places.
Very good.
So, thank you so much.
Glad to have you today, Annie.
It was a treat.
And we missed Van, but I do want people to come and support Bob Sykes Barbecue. Van does a lot in this community. I'm proud to be a partner with Bob Sykes Barbecue. Come down to Bessemer, Alabama, and see what I'm talking about when it comes to great food here at Bob Sykes Barbecue. They do it the right way, and Van learned from his parents about this business. I'm looking at a picture right now from 1957, the ice spot. It's been a long journey for the Sykes family. But Van does a wonderful job, and he's carrying on the legacy of his parents. So thank you again, Annie, for joining me. I appreciate you being
thank
here on
you.
The show today.
It was a treat.
Cora's Corner with Cora White is coming up next. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading I Am Different and God Loves Me by Frieda Ragler, illustrated by Bianca Easy. And now, here's Cora White.
Some people have long hair. Some people have short hair. Some people have light skin. Some people have dark skin. Some people have big eyes. Some people have little eyes. Some people are short. Some people are tall. Some people are big. Some people are small. Some people are girls and some are boys. Some are young and some are old. Some use their legs to walk and some use wheelchairs. Some people use their voices to speak and some use their hands to communicate. This is called sign language. Some people can hear well with their ears, and some use a special device called a hearing aid to help them. To read the rest of the story, go to alfredaraglan.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can hear Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this show that's working to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.